Happy Father's Day, everybody, and welcome to episode 71 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we are doing some more Van Halen today. Last week, we started a career retrospective on the band and got through their first 8 albums, and we're picking up today with album number 9. You just heard Judgment Day, and that was from their 1991 release for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. And that was album number 9 in their career and their third that made it all the way up to number 1 as an album. So the previous 2 records with Sammy Hagar and now this one all made it to number 1. And this record stayed up there for 3 weeks. Judgment Day, however, was not one of the big songs off of that record. Top of the world, as far as singles go, actually was the highest charting single on the sales charts, made it up to number 27. And as years went by, a different song, Right Now, really became the big song off of that album, although it was not technically a single hit where the charts are concerned. And that album had no cover songs either. All of them were written by the band. And then they went on to make another one. Took 4 years and some turmoil in the band by this point. But that's how it went with Van Halen. So coming up next from their 1995 release, Balance, this is a tune called The Seventh Seal.
Mother's soul.
Someone cracked the seventh seal. Van Halen from 1995's Balance, the last record with Sammy Hagar as a steady member of the band. And that album also made it up to number one on the sales charts. It debuted at number one. And then the big single on that record was Can't Stop Loving You. And that one actually charted in two places. As far as sales, it made it up to number 30. And that was actually even considered a top 40 single. It made it up to number 11 on the top 40 charts. And the album as a whole, its first week sales was 295,000 units, which is a lot. That's like a hit record by today's standards if it sells that many altogether. And that album did it just in the first week and is now at around 3 million copies sold. But in spite of the success of that record, Van Halen, the brothers and Sammy just were not getting along at that point. And it really started there, but then the next year, 1996, they put out a best of, and they wanted to bring David Lee Roth back into the band as far as the album itself goes, the best of album, to record a couple of new tracks, which I'll play for you a little bit later when we finish going through the chronological order of their albums. But that created some turmoil, and Sammy's side of the story was that the band never even really told him that they didn't want him in the band anymore until a Father's Day, ironically enough. But anyway, it was kind of a messy situation between the Van Halen brothers and Sammy. So Balance was the last Van Halen record with Sammy Hagar on it, and that was in 1995. And then in 96, the Best Of came out with two new David Lee Roth tracks and one new Sammy Hagar track, and then a lot of their big hits. And after that record, they were out of a lead singer because they decided after bringing David Lee Roth in to record those two new tracks, that wasn't really gelling very well. So they were out searching for another singer, and they ended up getting Gary Cherone from Extreme into the band, and Gary did one album with him. That one was called Van Halen 3, and this is a tune called Fire in the Hole. We'll be right back. Fire in the Hole. That's from 1998's Van Halen 3, the first and last album to feature Gary Cherone on lead vocals. That album made it up to number 4 on the sales charts when it came out. And that record also marked the departure of Michael Anthony. At the time, it was said that Michael only played bass on like 3 songs and Eddie played bass on the rest. The song we just heard is one of the ones that featured Michael Anthony on bass guitar. And Michael being out of the band, not only for the bass guitar playing was that a loss, although, you know, Eddie's son has done fine playing bass, but the vocals that Michael Anthony provided really, I thought, were a big part of the Van Halen sound. And without him in the band, they just don't sound the same currently, if they're even still together right now, because who knows, because the last record came out in 2012, so anything could have happened between then and now. But anyway, 1998 at the time looked like that was going to be the very end of Van Halen. But as I just mentioned, in 2012, they reunited with David Lee Roth for a new record. And David's first record with the band, obviously, since 1984. So there was a lot of excitement about David being back in the band. And they produced a record called A Different Kind of Truth. And from that record, this is a tune called You and Your Blues.
Ain't no red house over yonder. No stormy Monday waits for you. Ain't no midnight train to Georgia. And I'm not looking for the truth. And I tell you what I'm getting rid of next. You and your blues. Yes, I am. Your bad news permanent. Bad news. Your communication breakdown. Like watching someone reinvent their 19th nervous breakdown. Ain't going down no crossroads. Ain't going to dust no broom. No evil bum got a hold on me. Ain't going to heaven anytime soon. Your bad mood's permanent. This is heavy lifting of my growing codependence over you. And baby, while we had it, I've had it with you and your blues. We'll be right back.
You and Your Blues. That's from 2012, A Different Kind of Truth. As it stands right now, the last Van Halen record. And that was a reuniting of David Lee Roth and the band for that album. That album made it up to number 2 on the sales charts. And then the big song off of that one was a tune called Tattoo that was released as a single. But as far as the sales charts, that one didn't really do much. But it did do a lot in other ways. It did get a lot of radio play. So it did make it way up in the charts in that sense, and it was in a TV show. So the song was big, although the sales charts don't back that up, but it was a big tune for that reunited Van Halen with David Lee Roth on lead vocals and Eddie Van Halen's son Wolfgang stepping into the bass player role. Will there be another record coming out? I don't know. So after from 1978 till 2012, after all those years, we only got 12 studio albums from Van Halen. And if you're a Van Halen fan like I am, you'd like to hear more. So I hope there's something left in the tank from those guys. So that wraps up their original 12 studio albums. So that kind of takes care of the career retrospective. But since we've still got some time left over, thought we'd go ahead and check out the best of where it had the two new David Lee Roth tracks and the one new Sammy Hagar track, because that was kind of cool at the time, because in 1996, when that came out, David Lee Roth hadn't done anything with him since 84 at that point. So it was kind of fun hearing the new stuff. And it sounded like Sammy wasn't going to be around anymore, so it was good to hear a new tune from him as well. So first off, from that release, this is a David Lee Roth track that was new at the time. This is called Can't Get This Stuff No More.
Thank you. stuff, baby.
Can't Get This Stuff No More. That was from the Best Of Volume 1 in 1996. First time we heard something with David Lee Roth and Van Halen together since 1984. And then another track they did that was new at the time was with Sammy Hagar, who was soon to be their next ex-lead vocalist. And they did a tune that was for the movie Twister for the soundtrack. So this song appeared on both the Twister soundtrack and on the Best Of record. And this is a tune called Humans Being. We'll be right back. Humans Being. It's from the Best Of Volume 1 and the Twister soundtrack from back in 1996. And the last track with Sammy Hagar singing a song with Van Halen. And for that matter, Michael Anthony, too. I'm not even positive he played on that tune. But Michael and Sammy have stayed together all these years, but I'm pretty sure Michael was on that track, but sadly neither of them being in Van Halen for a long time. And that just about wraps it up for us. I got time for one last song for you, so we're going to finish off with another Best Of track that was new at the time from David Lee Roth. So I hope you've enjoyed this career retrospective of Van Halen. Kind of a short career where musical output's concerned, considering the band's been around for 40 years now. Most bands have managed to get out at least a couple of more albums than Van Halen, but who knows? Maybe there's still hope that they'll get more productive very soon. Look at Cheap Trick the last couple of years. They're putting out records left and right. So there's hope that Van Halen will do more. And I don't know which camp you sit in, Sammy or Dave. Me, I'm in both camps. I loved both versions of Van Halen, so I'm pretty impartial because I loved them both. They both had their good points and their bad points, in my opinion. And I just couldn't dislike Van Halen in any shape that it came in, except maybe the Gary Cherone. I love Gary Cherone. Extreme was a great band and is a great band because they still play every now and again. But he just didn't seem like the right choice for Van Halen. But other than that, everything they've done I thought was really good. So I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've got any comments, you can always drop me an email, ralph@radiobypass.com. Come back next Sunday for some more great rock and roll. And if you're a dad or you still have a dad living, have a great Father's Day. And I'm going to leave you with one last, at the time, new David Lee Roth track. This is a tune called This is a tune called Me, Wise Magic. I'll talk to you next week.